In the news this week, the Institute steps up its campaign against proposals for a conversion practices bill which would criminalise the ordinary work of churches. Equalities Minister Kemi Badenoch says the government must never again let Stonewall dictate policy. And more babies born at 22 weeks are surviving following the expansion of neonatal care. Hello. King Charles III has delivered his first King's Speech, outlining laws the government wants to introduce in the coming year. Although conversion therapy proposals were not mentioned, the threat of a draft bill remains. The Institute is sending a dossier of concerns to over 1,000 parliamentarians, highlighting problems with introducing a law similar to the Australian state of Victoria's, which UK activists have branded their gold standard. Guidance on the legislation outlines state-approved language for prayers and says church leaders could be criminalised for speaking about a person's brokenness or need to repent. The Institute's Kieran Kelly urged the UK government to drop its proposals before it criminalises the ordinary work of churches.
Well, abuse and coercion are already banned in the UK. So what do activists actually want? Well, what they want is a law not against abuse, it's a law restricting the ordinary work of churches, restricting conversations with gay and transgender people. And they're calling a law in the state of Victoria in Australia their gold standard, but this is actually a very restrictive, very regressive law, and not one that we want to see copied in this country. And we've taken advice from Jason Koppel KC, a top human rights lawyer, and he's made it very clear that any legislation going further than the existing law would seriously impact a multitude of crucial liberties: free speech, religious freedom, freedom of association, the rights of parents. So quite simply, it's time to ditch this legislation once and for all.
Stonewall must never again be allowed to dictate government policy, Kemi Badenoch has warned. Addressing the Alliance for Responsible Citizenship conference, the Equalities Minister said ministers took the wrong track on gender ideology because we allowed other people to start telling government what to do. Instead of wanting to be on Stonewall's top 100 employers list, Badenoch said ministers had better challenge activist groups that ideologically capture public bodies.
It overreached and started giving people legal advice, or advice that was certainly different from what the Equality Act said. Government needs to be more confident in itself rather than ask other people to mark our homework and wanting to be on Stonewall's top 100 list. That's when things start to go wrong. And I think that we were able to turn the tide once we stopped being informed by people who had an agenda but were pretending to be neutral, pretending to be charities rather than activist organisations, and starting to do some of the work in-house ourselves. And I think that's the template that should be followed.
A former faith minister has said the government did not understand the importance of faith during the coronavirus pandemic. Lord Stephen Greenhalgh, who became faith minister just before the first national lockdown in March 2020, told the Catholic Union it was outrageous to close churches during the pandemic. He highlighted that places of worship did a phenomenal job of slowing the spread of coronavirus, while transmission rates in other settings were much higher. The Christian Institute's Kieran Kelly said the government was under huge pressure during the pandemic, but their actions focused solely on meeting people's health and economic needs. Spiritual needs were sidelined and churches were closed at the very time they most needed to be open. And finally, the proportion of babies born at 22 weeks surviving after discharge from neonatal care in England and Wales has risen after services expanded. In 2019, the British Association of Perinatal Medicine updated guidance recommending doctors give survival-focused care to babies born at 22 weeks instead of only those born at 23 weeks and later. Although the numbers remain small, the percentage successfully discharged from neonatal care also rose from 2.5% to 8.2%. Of babies who were alive when their mothers began labour at 22 weeks, 11.3% received care in 2018 to 2019, compared to 38.4% in 2020 to 2021. Currently, abortion is available in Britain for most reasons up to 24 weeks, the age at which babies are deemed to be viable outside the womb. Well, that's all for this week. For regular updates and information on all of our stories, plus much more, visit our website at christian.org.uk. Until next time, goodbye.